We spent a lot of time talking about the weather on the Big Sports Breakfast. We're worried about the track conditions, but you can't do much about it. It is an outdoor sport, and we're glad to say that the General Manager of Communications for the ATC joins us in Brett Devine in our little cubby house here, our outside broadcast unit. As we look outside, the sun's shining. Brett, hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, welcome TK and Loz, and thanks for coming out. What a big week it is, what a build-up. And look, as you say, there's plenty of blue sky out there at the moment. Speaking to the track managers this morning, Lindsay Murphy and Sean Patterson, look, the forecast is pretty promising. They only had 2 or 3 mils overnight, so that's a good start. And look, the weather is going to get better. It's going to warm up, so he's hoping. But as we say, we're in the lap of the gods. It's an outdoor sport, and it just means that you got to look for the wet trackers, DK, like in the form.
Yeah, the best thing about it, though, Brett, as well, by Friday, Saturday, it looks as though it's clearing up, so it shouldn't deter anyone from coming out here to the races on Saturday.
Absolutely not, Loz. And look, I can say to you now, this is building as one of the biggest days at Rose Hill in probably about 20 or 30 years, certainly the biggest slipper day. Our ticket sales are really tracking heavily upwards above anything we've ever seen here for a while. Look, it's five Group 1s. I know there's been some talk this morning about Derby days and what's the biggest day in Australian racing. Nothing's bigger than ours. Five Group 1 races on the day. The Longines Golden Slipper. You've got the Agency George Ryder Stakes, the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas, the Galaxy, and of course the Randwick Stakes. I mean, that in itself is a great opportunity to come out here and see something. Obviously, you've got the best two-year-old race on the planet.
Yeah.
We've got the best horse on the planet. All for $32 if you book online before midnight tonight. And then at the end of the day, you get to see Jimmy Barnes, which is all included in your ticket. So, look, pound for pound, is there a better sporting value ticket in Sydney?
Might have the second best horse in the country as well, absolutely, even in the planet.
And not only that, the dual Everest winner in the Galaxy.
Red Zill.
Look, they just go on and on. So, great talk this morning, too, about Chris Waller, one of the world's best trainers. Could he win five Group 1s?
Could he? He could.
It's possible. It's possible. You know, he could. Obviously, he's got one, you'd say, tucked away there in Winx.
The Autumn Sun's $1.60 chance. There's $1.10 chance Winx. He's got the $5 favourite in the Golden Slipper, which would be a real crown and glory for Chris, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Chris is a very patient trainer and quite deliberately doesn't rush his two-year-olds. So that's probably why he hasn't featured as heavily as other trainers in the past who really do target the race. But look, it's just a spectacular day of racing and entertainment, and we can only urge people to go to theraces.com.au. As I say, there's a discount on there, and it gets down to $32 for a general admission ticket before midnight tonight. If you book in a group of 10, I don't know, can we find 10 mates, boys?
Oh, we can find 10.
It gets down to $25.
Laurie could, I'd struggle.
It gets down to $25. So look, what an opportunity, as I say, to come out and see the world's best horse. Yeah. World-class racing and have a bit of a sing with the working-class man after the last.
Yeah. Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes. The thing I love about the Golden Slipper, and any race, I suppose, for that matter, is the storylines that can come out of it. You know, you've got Chris looking for the Golden Slipper winner, James Cummings and Godolphin. They've got six horses in and James has got five, and that's a magnificent achievement in itself.
Yeah, there is any number of stories. Look, what about the visitor from Adelaide, Free of Debt? They've stumped up 150,000 just to be in the race, to give themselves a chance, and what a race of a lifetime to be. So from the Godolphins down to any number of different owners, horse racing always throws up some great stories, some great characters. Look, whoever wins on Saturday, I'm sure it'll be a great story, but it's just 1 minute and 10 seconds of pure adrenaline rush, really, for anyone that's out here at Rose Hill Gardens. And you just want to say, I was here on that day. That last day we saw Winx at Rose Hill Gardens, you know, in the day and age, boys, of these phones, we can take photos. You'll be showing photos forever to your kids and your grandkids saying what a day that was.
Yeah, we just got to work out how to use the phone. That's the only thing. No,
we need to work out how to pick a winner. Have you got a winner?
Look, I would say to you, I like Microphone in the Golden Slipper. But look, let's just see how the weather plays out for the rest of the week.
We've got the barrier draw happening at 11 o'clock as well. James Cummings did point out that even with the wet track, it's still significant, and we'll be giving all the latest odds across all the different Sky platforms as well, Brett, regarding that. You'll see Darren Biedman's been put in charge of drawing out the numbers.
He's confident drawing the good barriers.
And also, we'll reframe the market at tap.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, things will change, as you say, all through the day, TK. And, of course, I know it's live on Sky Racing and those on the Tab app, of course, as well. So tune in. There will be a big update. Look, just after 9 o'clock, I'll jump on air with Andrew Bensley and we'll have the final fill just as the last ones are ticked off and so forth. So all very exciting, and it's just great to have you guys out here. Where are you going to be on Saturday, TK?
I'll be here.
Some nice marquee somewhere.
I'll be here. Well, hopefully.
Oh, he'll be hobnobbing it. Don't
be,
worry about
I'll
that.
I'll be trying to worm my way in somewhere.
You'll be shipping, sipping champagne somewhere, won't you?
Oh, I grew up just across the road.
No. Stay on task. You'll be sipping champagne somewhere.
I might
what
have a little...
room will you be hobnobbing
well,
in?
Do you know what?
You won't be down here with the punters, will you?
Of course I will. At some stage.
What, for 5 minutes?
No, that's not correct.
Get down here
correct.
Amongst the people.
Of course I'll
come down here and walk around with me.
That's it.
You won't see him.
I'll be walking around. I'll have a beer down here with anyone.
You'll chop her in, right?
You'll chop her in and just go
straight to a fancy marquee.
I think we'll organise our social media team to get the arrival of Laurie Daly.
I'll be down here having a beer.
It's one of the great furfies of all time, right? I've never seen a bloke from Junee drink French champagne quite like Laurie Daly. Take it as written. Best tip from you, get to the website.
Yep, theraces.com.au. As I say, that discount runs out at 11:45 tonight. Theraces.com.au. It's going to be one momentous day of horse racing and entertainment out here on Saturday.
Brett Devine, the General Manager of Communications for the ATC.